on different shows together, while Wonder No More listen to Active FM Live.
Hey, welcome!
Hey, hey.
Yeah!
We are live, baby. We are the first live show on a Friday afternoon.
They chose the best. You have to start it off on a good note.
Okay, you know, from here, we're just going to keep soaring. That's exactly what it is.
We are setting the standard.
We're setting the standard to all the other DJs.
You're not allowed to go lower,
but you can do higher.
Yes.
Because when we come back next time,
it's gonna be fire.
You know when we're packing heat, that's exactly what it is.
In fact, I'm gonna have a whole Bryce stand over here
so they can feel the heat.
You know.
You know, I used to do a foodies and travel show. You know, there's food and then it's exactly what it is. I mean, the other day I posted before we introduce ourselves that you know what, good people are eating people.
Wait, what? Please further explain that.
Food lovers are the best people in the world.
Yes, yes, especially when they fool.
Exactly. Oh. No, and eating. Food and eating. And you just continue to eat all the time.
So the process and the conclusion.
And the conclusion, but you never really get, if you're a foodie, you never really get to the conclusion because you're just nibbling. And everything is just numb. Anyways, I'm your girl, Aqua, and I'm from the mode, the trend show. I need to say this.
Yes.
Because people still think it's a fashion show. Well, we still do a little bit of fashion, but it's now trends. Yes.
Yes, I got that wrong as well.
I was actually explaining to Kenny because he's like, let's talk about fashion. I'm like, I mean, fashion is cool, and we still talk about fashion, but, you know,
it's more trends.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Because she never let me, you know, start, right? And now she's going to have to redo her introduction.
Oh.
So in the VAR show and in the cave show, we don't just do introductions.
What do you do?
We do the introduction.
Okay.
You need to introduce yourself. Like you're about to go into a million rand fight. You know, you're in the right-hand corner.
Okay.
No, because you know boxing matches, they do it. So you need to, you know, do an introduction. That not only introduces not only that introduces
George
you
depleted.
But introduces your very being, your character.
Who I am.
Who you are.
At the root of
what
myself.
What defines you. Mm. So I'm going to start off, right?
You start off. Let me hear this. Now, after you've explained it like this, let me tell you, and he introduces himself and it sucks. I'll let you know. Go.
No pressure.
This is who you are, Kenny. After this, I refer to you as this.
No pressure. Okay. I think I have to stretch
you
a bit. You're on
the right-hand side, remember.
I have to stretch a bit. Okay.
Ready to throw the punch.
No pressure. I think I forgot my name. I'm joking. So, you guys are listening to the one you can trust.
Okay.
The one, if you put in water, will not rust. He is the greatest. He is the best, the one, the only, DJ Stone. I can see you watched it. Yes, yes, yes. You did the effect.
DJ Stone.
Yes, DJ Stones. Now it's your turn.
You will not rust.
Yes. Mm, so you put my name in water, it won't rust. That's why it's the name you can trust. Because through thick and thin, it's still there.
I'm Aqua. That is it. That is exactly. Do you know what? Because if you Google and find out what DJ Aqua means.
DJ Water.
No. I have my own definition. But to Google, you have to call me and get the password.
Oh.
That's what it is. So that is my character in there in DJ Aqua. And then one day we'll be able to find out what that is. I'll release it for like a few billions, not even a million, because that's what it is. Anyway, so you do the sports show.
Yeah.
And you do the man show.
Yes, ish. Yes, yes, yes. By definition, it's a man show.
Yes.
But what we speak is...
So you clearly just speak about girls.
No, not really. It's more...
Because what are men without women?
Well, we're still men. It's actually what are women without men, because they're just woo. There's no man, you know? I'm just saying.
Who did you come out of, a woman? We will not have that chicken or egg conversation because we will take literally hours and none of us are going to win. Okay, but what is that show about?
So obviously the main focus, you know, is speaking to men, you know?
Okay.
Speaking to men. Yeah. But what we also try to do is give a broader perspective on specific topics, you know. Like, I know one week...
But got you.
thank you. I remember one week we spoke about just mental health, you know, and the importance of it.
Did you speak about Kanye?
No.
Did you speak about Michelle Obama?
No.
Okay, because you know those people just recently came out and they were just like, oh my word. I mean, Kanye's, I think it was a bit, you know, because I actually agree with him.
Yes,
I don't, whole abortion thing, and that he cried because literally it is thinking about you almost killed your daughter.
Yeah.
But then the society now that takes it and spins it and says, oh no, you know, he's bipolar and he lost it and all of that type of stuff. I mean, what is that about? Anyways, we're gonna talk about that. And then Michelle Obama says she's never been more depressed, and I'm like, yeah, because you don't have Jesus, man.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
That's exactly what it is. So she released a podcast about how depressed she is and all that type of stuff. Well, when you don't have Jesus, what else can you do? I mean, this world.
Just something on that, and it's something we brought up in the show. And I'm not saying, I don't know if she is truly depressed or not.
No, she said it with her own mouth.
But what happens nowadays, and if you look like in the hip-hop field and stuff, a lot of people, and there's a term for it, it's called depressed for clout.
Depressed for clout.
Yes, because there's a whole wave
because
that's happening.
You're definitely going to explain it to me.
Yes. So there's this wave of things that are happening whereby... Yeah. Musicians and stuff are depressed and stuff. So you have a lot of people in the youth, especially if you look at their Instagrams and stuff, where they have this, oh, I'm depressed, I'm a broken boy, I'm a lost boy and stuff.
So it's a trend.
It's a trend. And you look at this
you
person's
might hear
life.
About this on the mode. Hey?
Yeah. Yes, I'm trending the trendster. Yes, I feel ultimate.
Yeah. So it's a trend to be depressed.
Yes, yeah, so it's become a trend to be depressed. Now, like we said in the show, you know, there's a problem with it now because there are people who are actually depressed in the world, you know. And then what happens is now, that's why I'm saying with Michelle Obama, if she's doing this, it better be from a standing point of, I want to get out of this thing. Because what now happens is that they make it look so cool to be depressed that now you have kids and stuff going into different types of drugs so that they can have that depression feeling, you know. That's how they end up in these anti-depressing pills and stuff as a trend. And it's a problem, you know. And people don't see the impact that they have on others when they do these type of things.
I mean, I don't know what brain cells. I don't even think you've put one brain cell together. If you think that depression is something cool.
No,
I'll just suggest you go and look at what depression is.
Because a lot of people suffer from it.
And what you actually are going through when you are actually depressed. It's nothing to follow. I mean, if there's any trend I will not follow, it's that one.
Yeah, it's depression,
there's
you know.
There's no way I'm going to want to be depressed by choice.
Because you now have people who are trying to fight against depression. And then you as a celebrity, you know, you're
that's
making
depression
look cool. And
like, you know, I've been depressed for a while, but, you know, in this depression time, I've been able to write a few songs.
Yes,
and
you know,
really, stuff you, bro, stuff you.
My new album is coming out, Heartbreaks and Love Tales.
So, you see, you know? That's what it is. And you listen to that music. This is why we do this. Now I'm getting passionate. The reason we have Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, is that we take you away from that.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people that are depressed. They actually don't know why they're depressed.
Yep.
And it's your music
that
you're listening to. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Yeah.
All right. So if you are hearing depressing things, what are you going to be?
Depressed.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's just one of the show that is explained. I haven't even gotten to the mode. We might get to the end of this live show. And the stone. Are you called the stone?
No, DJ Stone.
DJ Stone.
Yes.
On both shows.
Yes, I think I'm like I want.
You're not DJ Ball on the other one.
No. DJ Stone's clean
on
through.
On the cave, because I can see cave and stone.
Yes, yeah.
And then
and the other one, it's Sticks and Stones. So he's DJ Sticks, my and presenter, then, and then I'm DJ Stone. Yes, you even have a nice line for it.
So you definitely Stone, all right? And okay, explain your next show before I ask you the other question.
As in my other show that I'm on, the soccer.
So it's just soccer?
Yes, it's the VAR
That's
show.
That's the show I will not watch.
Yes, you listen to it.
That's a show I will not listen to. I mean, imagine just hearing soccer.
No, it's amazing because you actually get to...
Which part is amazing?
Okay, like one of our shows or one of the concepts we have in our shows, right? I'm going to explain to you the whole thing, right?
Okay.
So don't get lost. Okay, we're
going to
start at point A.
I'm going to try. If you see me yawning throughout, Because of the shocker, you know what's happening.
Wow.
If you can get me to listen to this explanation just on its own, I might give your show a chance.
Okay, so we had a week, right, where we did like the biggest flops, right, that have happened.
And in soccer.
In soccer, yes. This season, just the season alone.
Okay.
And guess what number one did?
What did number one do?
He dropped a trophy made out of glass.
Trophy.
The winning trophy. So they won. Imagine playing about 38 games to raise up a trophy and drop it.
It happens.
It was. You should have seen their face, the way they reacted and everything. It was like,
because it's the same trophy getting passed on
year after year.
Now
so now they have to pay
just
for
made
it.
Them recreate. So the
you pay for these things. Who do you think is not paying for it? Your team broke it. So in soccer, there's a rule, right?
Sure.
If you are able to win
That's
a trophy.
Rough.
About three times in a row,
yeah,
you get to keep the trophy, then
they make a new one.
Yes,
yeah,
so if that team...
Unfortunately, this was their first win.
I think they're second.
Oh, they're
yeah, they are quite a good
years.
Team in Russia.
Okay.
Yes. So now, there's a thing in the VR show that we made called the Gulag.
Gulag.
Yes, yes. So
I'm getting schooled yet today, guys. I'm telling you.
Depending on how this live goes, you know, you might end up in the Gulag or not.
Okay.
Because you already said you don't like soccer, so that's a bad point.
So the Gulag is good?
No, it's not.
Okay.
So there's a game out there, right? They're not sponsoring us. I'm not going to name them.
Okay. Yeah. So, feel free to sponsor us. We will name
you. We will name you. Live.
We will have your little logo at the bottom.
We'll have the thing right here.
Sponsored by. Listen, we'll even have one of you standing right here because
in
that's the famous thing. You know what it is.
I'm going to rap. Whatever that thing is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So basically, there's a Gulag, right? It was taken out from a historical event that has happened.
Okay.
Not going to go into the history, right? So basically how it works is that in this game, if you lose, instead of you being kicked out of the game, you go to the Gulag. So then you have to wait for another player.
Like a B team?
So not
or
really. It's
bench.
Like a... It's like, so you know when it's supposed to be game over?
Yeah.
And then you go out. So they kick you out of... It's like an online game type of thing.
Oh, okay.
So instead of going out of the game, you go into a waiting room.
Yes.
Then another person who loses comes into that waiting room.
Then
you'll have to verse each other to see who gets to go back in the game.
To go back. Okay, got you.
So we've made a personal Gulag for the VAR show. Right? So where the people who do the dumbest things... gets sent into. Like, there's one guy who he's the most expensive goalkeeper in the world. They spent about 70 million. And this entire season, he's just done mistakes.
The whole season.
The whole season.
And he's expensive.
And the person who played better than him is only worth, I think, 20 or 30 million.
Oh, man, that's a lot.
So that's where you could go if you don't change your perspective.
If I don't change.
Yeah,
so then
yeah.
It's just the two of the worst people. And we battle against each other to see who's worse.
Who can come out. And maybe the next week, if you do something nice. So I'll listen to your show, listening for your repentance. Then I'll put you out to my
the
show.
The mode was number one this week. I'll have you know. So we might just be not promoting the VAR show because they're putting us in some Gulag. So you better be thinking about this because we're not playing.
You're making it hard for me now.
Number one, and we'll stay number one in Jesus' name because that's exactly what it is. So you go and listen to the mode. So you didn't ask me. So the mode is exactly
about
trends,
you know.
About everything that everybody wants to talk about at that specific time. You want to listen about it. You want to talk about it. You want to sit over dinner about it. You know, things that are interesting, things that are the trends, things that are the talk of the town.
Yep.
That's what the mode is about. And we've got the hottest music.
I think I have a nice slogan for you.
And me and the producer are like this.
Are tight.
Yeah.
I
you cannot separate us. This is me and this is him.
Social distancing.
We have to
social distance. Social distancing.
So, yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's the funnest. Can I just tell you when I go up and I'm like in a busy, craziest day. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, I have to, you know, go up to the show. And I get there and then it's like the best time of my life.
Yep. I think I enjoy my recording sessions as well.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy it both with my co-hosts
yeah.
and the DJs that are there. It's amazing. With the one show, DJ Sticks, the VAR show.
Yeah.
We literally make, I think we make the most noise. Like, I feel sorry for the DJs because we're making a lot of noise.
Okay.
at the beginning, so I'm gonna teach you it, right? So you're gonna do it with me, and then
I don't have a choice in this thing.
No,
I'm
no
like,
you don't.
I feel like we should have just got like, yeah, do you want it? I'm like, it's not quite the mode. It's not trending enough. Okay,
no, it's
let's
very
do
trendy,
it.
You know. It goes
ready.
With the introduction.
Okay.
So how do we
is
do
this? Is this the introduction that you said you don't think you don't rust in water?
No, it's similar, but this is an introduction for the show.
Because that really wasn't like a.
What?
Groundbreaking.
What? That is that. That is
I could
the name you can
you
trust.
Much better than that.
The name you can trust. You put it in water. Guess what?
It doesn't rust.
It won't rust. Boom! I feel like I could drop this mic right now, but I'm too lazy to pick it back up.
Please comment below if you can come out with something better. Comment below.
Yes, I will accept the challenge.
Because I know I'm not the only one rolling their eyes. I thought it was going to be earth-shattering, groundbreaking, and then name you trust doesn't rust. I'm like, I can't rhyme, but I could have come with something much better.
Challenge accepted. Open challenge.
To help you. All right, in the live show, come up with something in the comments right now, something that we can use, and he will use it. I promise you, if yours is chosen, that's going to be his
that's
new,
gonna be my new
yeah,
slogan. So
that's what it is.
It needs to rhyme, right? Yeah. And it needs to end off with DJ Stones.
That's why I was just DJ Aqua, because it just works.
Do you know how I know what we do is trending?
Wow.
You just did it, and you're the trending show.
No, I've heard that on so many other things.
So no, it's not the same. It's not the same. It is not the same.
Okay, let's do this intro. Let's do
so
it.
What we normally do, right, is because it's called the VAR show.
The VAR.
No, VAR. It's an abbreviation.
Okay. I've been calling your show the VAR the whole time.
Yeah. Like that hurts. Like you've been pulling the R, not just the VAR.
The VAR. I thought you were talking in Afrikaans, like the truth show. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I see that. So it's nothing to do with truth.
Wow, that actually would have been a nice name. My car. Wow.
I legit thought
you're making me now
show.
Consider the name of my own
you
show.
You might, right?
Like, wow, that's
what we do on the mode. We get you in the mode, honey. That's what it is. Okay, let's do this. I'm ready.
So what we do is we break up because it's an abbreviation, right? So it's VAR show.
Okay. Yes.
So I say the one letter. You say the one letter. We say the other letter together.
Together.
Then we say show together, followed by sound effects. You see, you make the sound effect.
Any sound effect.
Any sound, but it has to go with the whole aesthetic, like, you know, it's hype.
Oh, so I can't just burp and it's a sound.
No, that's not allowed,
sure.
You know.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was like, I was kidding. You know, those games. I'm going to some crazy sound effects.
Okay, are you ready for it?
My teeth turned out sound effects.
Wow, okay. So wait, is that what you associate my show with?
The bar. It's bar. You know, it's a serious bar.
After we do this, there's something I love doing with my co-host that I'm going to do with you, right?
Okay.
But
I mean, this guy might. People might just vote that now I'm with you on this show, and then we're gonna turn it around because we're not definitely not gonna talk soccer every week.
Oh, you're gonna be so ready about my question.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, so you say V, I say A, we both say R,
we both say show.
Show.
Then we make the sound effects. Okay, are you ready? It's not complicated. Might be rocket science, but the average level rocket science, you know.
Listen,
Moon, not Mars. Okay, let's go.
If it's messed up, it's him. It's not me.
Wow.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, ready for this?
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to the
V-A-R
show.
Show! I definitely Yay! Missed the R, didn't I?
Yes, you definitely missed the R. So you guys saw it here. We got the mode. We got the mode to advertise the VAR show on a Facebook Live. I feel so proud of myself right now.
He just said he got the mode. Meaning he's just doing exactly the same thing. And we're together on this. Yeah, on the what? On the mode,
on
you
the
say.
Mode, yes,
yes, that's exactly what it is. That's what. So, Active FM.
Yes.
This is the first live.
On
of
a Friday.
Many lives.
Yes.
So, we were trying to convince the big boss. She can't hear us at the moment.
At all.
Because what we want, okay, is that on a Friday night from like 2 until the AMs, if you want, we have like
a crazy
jam session. Because I can see me, you know, just coming on to the live from 2 o'clock and you just, don't do it. We spoke about it this
yes.
morning. We said he mustn't
you're,
dance.
You're getting me hyped.
He was about to
I was about
start,
to throw my moves.
I was like, no. So like from 2 o'clock, we're just going. And can you see it?
It starts there.
Exactly.
The camera is going to start
camera,
there.
cameraman, everybody was just jamming. All right, well, you'll be seeing the camera move because yeah. that's what it is. So that's what we're trying to convince her about. Yep. I mean, she's going to need a whole lot more chocolates and other things. So shout out to the other DJs. Just start bringing the chocolates to the big boss. We all know who that is. Yeah. So that we can have a DJ set.
DJs be uniting here.
And then we're just like on a live show.
Yes.
You know, can you see that?
Even go there and DJ, start DJing with him, you know.
We start DJing because that's what we are. These DJs in front of our names are not for jokes.
Well, mine's, you know.
I can DJ. DJ Mo will testify, and next time, DJ Mo and I will do it.
Yes, and I'll just stand there and start dancing, you know.
It's going to be an interesting one. Really, really going to be an interesting one. So that's what we're trying to do with these live shows. But it's going to be absolutely out of this world. 2 o'clock every single Friday.
Unless we've been
called somewhere. You know, I mean, we can't travel at the moment. But, I mean, Active FM is going places. So as soon as the flights are allowed to fly, we'll be out of there, but we will be leaving somebody with you guys.
I tried to walk, then I was stopped. You know, I was going to walk.
Okay.
Forget the planes, man. We're going to swim across if we have to.
Only on the bus. the mode will wait.
Whoa, wait. Please pause. Please say it properly. I can't hear. In the beginning, you made it sound awesome. Then you just say it again. It just doesn't click.
On the VAR show.
No, we're going to say it right. On the V.
A.
R show. Beep, 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 you can
from
carry
the
on.
Mode. That's what it is. So on that show.
Presented by the K.
They're gonna walk over. We're gonna just wait for the plane that is open, and then we will fly across the world. So let's see. Is there any suggestions on the live show right now? Anyone, have they rhymed? Have they given you a better introduction? Let's see.
I doubt, you know, because mine's is just top level. Mm. There is no level above mine's. You would need an oxygen tank to go above mine's because, you know, I've hit the limits.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, lucky. There is no challenger. Whew.
They're saying that sports is an entanglement.
Wow. Okay. Let's speak on that, you know, because it is the month. We're not going to say anything more. It is the month. Yeah, so it is the month.
You know what? Which one? August. And listen, it's a serious thing.
Sports is not an entanglement.
So sports is not, even in August, it's not an entanglement.
Even in August, it's not an entanglement.
Okay.
You know? Sports.
So, DJ Jamie, or just Jamie from the Love Show, sports is not an entanglement, even in August.
Yes.
But, you know, did you think of getting entangled this month?
So I woke up one morning, you know, and I was about to switch my soccer team, you know, because my current one is a Manchester United. Big ups to Man United fans out there. We are united. We, you know, one
this
love.
This is not the time, yes.
And then what happened was there's a deal that's supposed to go through.
Yes. And so you were entangled in this deal.
No, I wanted this deal to finish, you know.
Okay.
120 million, a new winger, a fantastic winger.
And how much do they send you in your account?
Eh?
How much do you get? My point.
Wow.
My point.
Wow.
Did you see how he was discussing?
Wow.
I was like 120 million, and I'm like, and I
let
get like
me
one
tell month. You, it's time for us. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. Ha! She has challenged me. Everybody out there has just witnessed a challenge happen, right? It's not me. I did not want to do this, right? But I've been challenged. Okay.
I'm telling you, Chanel and Birkin sends me bags. So if I'm gonna, anyone I sponsor or I say out of my mouth, there has to be some benefit. So you out here putting your full everything in, you even know to the cent, 120 million, and you're not even getting a cent?
You know, I feel like I'm not shooting shots. I'm not shooting shots. Now, I know you're not a fashion show. But with soccer, I'm not even losing money. You know, at least in fashion, you're spending money.
You too.
And what you gaining? And I naturally look good. You know,
no, just you definitely spend money. Every single one of us is spending
money. I feel like
money.
I can't win this. I feel like it's, I
you
lost.
You would have come here
stepping
as
on the stage.
Adam did before the fall.
I planned on doing that, but they fought me. They're like, no, you're not going on
you
that stage. I'm joking.
You definitely spend money on fashion. So
okay,
all of us.
Like I was saying, you know, before somebody decided to rudely interrupt.
Okay, 120 million, which you're getting zero off. It's clear, okay?
Yes. And basically, that deal wasn't going through. And their rival, Manchester City, right, made two deals, bought two players.
Ooh.
For one for 40 million and I think the other one for 60, I think 60 more.
Okay, so 100,000.
About like close to 100
million.
Close to 100 million, yes.
Okay, million, okay.
And we're struggling to make this one deal. I was like, you know what, maybe I should, you know, just switch over to Man City for a bit. Yes. And then if I'm caught, I'll just tell them, no, I was entangled with Man City. You know, there's just an entanglement.
Oh.
That's the only sports entanglement you'll get.
That's the only sports entanglement. The fact that soccer is an entanglement, you don't agree.
No, the soccer cannot
because
be an
entanglement. Because the second I hear that sound, I will do anything to get out of that room.
What, soccer?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, watch a soccer game. The thing is...
This is the challenge, okay? I will talk about this on the next live if you remind me.
Yes.
I will go and listen to the VAR show.
Yes.
If they keep me on for the whole show because that is how interesting it is, I'll change everyone else's mind on it.
Okay, that is a deal.
That is a deal.
Next week.
If I'm not interested, you are coming on in a pink tutu.
Okay, not a pink tutu. No deal in this world will make me wear a pink tutu.
I will convince everyone that the VR show is it. You will come in fashion, pink tutu.
I'd rather sing or
you
rap.
You can keep the sneakers.
I'd rather sing
or
rap.
No, you'll be in a pink tutu.
I am not wearing a tutu. That, if I do that, I am kicking myself off the cave show. I will formally resign on the cave show.
But if I
wear a pink tutu.
You're proving that real men can wear pink tutus too.
No, no, no. Real men cannot wear pink tutus.
You can keep your sneakers. We'll give you black stockings, pink tutu, and you're coming on
to dance to
a house song.
Nothing. I'll dance to our song. But nothing. Nothing will make
challenge.
Me wear.
Everybody else agrees with me.
No one.
I will listen to the VR. That means, are you trying to tell me that you don't think your show is hot enough?
No, I know my show is hot enough.
So why are you scared of the pink tutu?
But even if somebody says you wear a pink tutu and I'll pay you $1 billion,
I
will not wear a pink tutu. Never. The very thought of me wearing a pink tutu doesn't exist. I cannot picture myself in. I see that, you know, when you go on to Google or something.
I can't believe this. I will buy you lunch for the whole year if you come on.
No, nothing. Nothing. You know when you go onto Google and then it shows that picture could not load site?
Yeah.
When I try to think of myself in a pink tutu, that picture just comes up.
People just start playing the game and it just becomes like a
dead network.
Yes,
like that thing starts coming up.
It's awesome. I mean, hey, that means it's really just saying that he doesn't think his show is hot enough because...
No, my show is very hot.
My show is hot, so I'm going to... So, but the mode is hotter. All right, it comes out every Tuesday morning. I'll have you know and you can listen to it any other time. What time does the VAR... Show
you can watch the VAR, it comes out.
You watch it.
You know, actually, for the first time, I can say this, and then people are actually watching us. In all my shows, I normally say, thank you guys for watching.
Yes.
And then my co-host will be like, no, it's listening.
Listen. Okay.
I'm like, oh, yes, thank you for listening. I'm like, thank you for listening.
Yes.
So you guys are watching me, finally. Hi, guys. I'm so proud.
I finally got his moment.
I feel like crying.
Yes.
But you guys can listen. Right? Listen to the VAR show every Wednesday afternoon and the Cave show every Thursday.
Every Thursday, the whole day.
The whole day, in fact. Why aren't you listening to it now?
No, yeah, the mode is on the whole week, every single day.
We're on the whole month.
We spoke about age fluidity and
whole
everything.
Month.
And it
one
is Women's Month this month. We're not entangled in anything, no.
Exactly.
In this August month. But listen, you need to watch out for all the live shows that are coming up. They're only going to get hotter. Remember, we told you, we're setting the standards, and then we're just going to be flying off from here.
I'm already
and
getting...
And we're still convincing the big boss to have, like, DJ Dex. Can you see us talking and then going and... You know what I'm saying? And the whole time we're dancing. Not like that. But we are doing some type of dance. So we will check you out. Same time, same place. Next week, just different places. Faces.
Different places, yes. We own it. We don't
different
stop. We own it.
Places. Okay, but we're going to be here. So we'll check you out on the flip side.
Cheers.
Listen to the mode.
And the VR show.
www.activefm.co.za.
Radio has never been...
Better.
Okay, we out now.
Blood, sweat, tears, gasping for oxygen, taking breaths, just a lot of them stacking plates like no it, so I'm hitting my goals. Committing, never quitting, to be getting my souls. I'm swimming and I'm sprinting, keep the body fat low. And I'm envisioning the finish, not forfeiting the soul. Push it, bring the energy. Push it, with intensity. Push it, every day this week. Push it, push it, yeah. Push it, bring the energy.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.